Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We just had a heated political discussion with Sherrilyn Laban in our previous segment. You can download and listen to any of my shows, commercial-free and free, at BruceAllen.com. It is time for Spiritual Rap or Spiritual Talk with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village as well and are the proud parents of one-year-old Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Always my pleasure, and barring anything extreme, and it's very few things are going to be so extreme that I do not ask the health and welfare update on baby Drew.
Well, I love sharing it with you and our listeners every week. Boy, Judah, my son, he's over a year now. I think it's going to be any day where he's going to take his first step. I feel like I've been saying that for a few weeks, but he's right in the end. I know he wants to.
So he's creeping now. I think they call it creeping when he's holding on to other things.
And and he's an expert at that. Yeah, so now we're holding him, and we kind of trick him where, you know, we're holding him, he's standing up, and then we let go for a second, and he realizes I'm standing up, but he takes a step towards, kind of falls into our arms. It's so fun.
So how's my blog coming?
It's going well. I've been putting it together. It's a lot of work, but I think it'll be worth the effort. I'm taking the time to get the photos together. I love your advice.
Now, I have another idea for you.
Okay.
Just occurred to me. We've been asking, this would be fascinating to listen to once he's older, but I've been asking you about the health and welfare during the pregnancy and the health and welfare of baby Drew almost every single week. It's going on a year, almost 2 years, okay? You could take clips of it and put together like a 6 or 7 minute reel that you could include in the blog or just have separately for both you and your wife to just reflect on where your head was at during the 6 months or 9 months, literally, of wondering, are we getting pregnant? We have got pregnant. All the doctor visits. I mean, think about it. You have this verbal diary in addition to the written one you're doing.
You know, that's a great idea. And it's even something to consider even for our listeners. You know, the idea of journaling, you know, for centuries people would do, some would do, some would not do, even just getting around the table. I know we've talked often about how important it is, the Shabbat meal for you and your family to share and to remember together. And we've talked often about how important it is to remember our life, and even from a faith-based point of view, what God has done, how He's answered prayers. It's amazing to see how much technology is out there that can help us journal, if you will, beyond just pen to paper. You know, like you said, you can include not only photographs and videos, but that's a great point. We have probably over an hour now of recorded segments over the last year of you asking. What a great idea.
I'm sure at least. So, I mean, the job isn't the content. The job for you is going to be to edit it because no one wants to listen to an hour. Except maybe you. But even your son won't want to listen to an hour when he's grown. But maybe if you make, 6 or 7 minutes of it and just little clips of like, just literally one sentence, two sentences. Oh, we're so excited. Any day now. I mean, you opened up with like any day now he's going to walk. I mean, that's all you need for that little clip. And before that, it's like he's crawling. Then first words. I mean, all of it we've recorded.
Yeah, and how amazing to pair that then with some photos.
Right.
And I think a lot of families, what a great opportunity, even as they transition out of the school years, they go into summer. You know, I've met a lot of families that often they wonder, gosh, what am I going to do for the summer? You know, they get into the routine of school and things are easy when they know that they can drop off their kids. Maybe they've got after-school sports or a tutor. But the summer, they've got to come up with a lot of new ideas to pass the time. What a fun project for a whole family, even, to leverage some technology, to maybe even put together a digital journal of the last year.
That's a great idea for a summer activity. Although I really believe one of the biggest things we as parents should encourage our kids to do with this kind of time off is get the heck outside.
Yeah. You know, I just saw a commercial. Maybe you've seen this. The new Kindle Fire HD. Have you seen this? You can actually have a parent setting that can limit the amount of time a child spends, and it breaks it down to either reading, watching media or playing with media, or listening to music. And then it just shuts down, says, okay, done for the day. And then so this great commercial, it's got this kid playing with it, and time runs out. He looks outside, his sister's playing outside, and then he smiles and he runs outside to play. What a great reminder that you share, too, that what a great time for us to get outside.
Well, I actually love that a company is providing that. I've always advocated that parents should do that, but if it's actually technologically built into the devices, it will allow the parents to discuss it and say, you know, and choose the time, but it also makes it much easier to enforce and implement. So I think that's a great idea. So you obviously seem to be interested in talking about summer a little bit, and I think it's a great topic as we're facing a 90-plus degree weather day in our communities.
Yeah, and it's amazing, though, even as I look around the nation, we've got snow, record snowfall.
Yeah.
You know, in plates of Minnesota and other areas.
And Colorado had 18 inches somewhere yesterday.
Oh, get out the skis.
Yeah, I wish. There, my season seemed to go by way too fast, and of course yours didn't exist this year, but you're going to make up for it next year, I hope.
Yeah, I will. I got to do double duty. But, you know, no matter what the temperature is outside, we all know summer's coming. There's no denying that. And I think with a change of season, what a great opportunity for families and individuals, even for to take a fresh start. You know, often New Year's Day is the time where we famously make New Year's resolutions that we often can't keep till the end of January. I think with the change of weather, what a great opportunity to think through some goals, even for the rest of the year. Maybe it's we want to start remembering our family history more. We want to leverage technology to be able to do that. Maybe it's, you know, we want to get outside more throughout the week. Finally, to clean that house or to get on that exercise program, whatever it is.
Well, my summer promise last year to my wife was to do the garage. I did not even lift a finger. So that is a repeated summer project for me. We have accumulated, or me primarily, just so much stuff. And stuff just becomes oppressive, frankly. So we have a 3-car garage that is, with the exception of 2 cars, stuffed. And eventually we need to downsize. I mean, and it's just foolish. So that's going to be our project, or my project, I hope. But tell me, you know, in your ministry, at your church, just give me a guess of percentages of what the kids do. How many go to camp? How many go to summer school? How many go to sports camps? How many don't make any plans?
Yeah, well, okay, I'll look at it from two perspectives. I've got on one side what I see on social media. I see more often the summertime than throughout the year kids posting their status as simply this: I'm bored.
Oh, God. Oh,
and I look outside,
so
and I'm you know.
How can you be bored?
I know, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if it was how my parents raised me. I can't remember the last time I was bored. They just maybe they instilled in me a curiosity. You know, I'm always wanting to try new things, to do new things, to meet new people. But so I see that so often in the summertime. That's so sad. But then on the other hand, you know, I get to work with. Over the years, hundreds of kids who have gone to camp, who have been able to get out and do service projects throughout the community, who were able to learn how to surf, who go camping. There was even a group of kids that started a photography team, and they would travel all over California, staying up late at night, taking photographs of meteor showers and full moon rising up over the desert. I mean, it's just amazing.
And the ease with which you can do that now, given technology and how inexpensive it is to do that.
Well, yeah, most people who own a phone also own a really nice camera.
Yes, and you can make movies.
That's
kids
amazing.
Can make movies. They could write a script and make a movie. What a cool thing to do. Anybody can make a movie nowadays.
Yeah, I often tell people that if they change their story, they'll start living a better life. You know, if somebody was to look at your life, and if it was a movie, if somebody was to make a movie about your life, would it be that interesting? Would a lot of people like to watch it? We know what makes a good movie. You know, and I think if you apply those same principles of what makes a good movie or what makes a great story to your own life, then, boy, your life's going to change.
Indeed. So we are rapidly out of time. And are you currently not blogging?
Well, I'm setting it up. I'm getting this content together. So, but thank you. You got to keep me to this. But when it comes out, it'll be great. Otherwise, I'm on all social networks at Surfer Drew.
All right, and I hope you do have a good summer of surfing at the very least.
I hope so, too. Got a new wetsuit. So.
All right, Pastor Drew, we'll talk with you next week. Thanks
Wonderful.
So much.
Thank you.
We will be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these messages.